K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, guys, this is Shelly.
Hi, Shelly. How are you doing today?
Well, I could be better. I can't believe I'm calling you guys. I'm calling because I need some advice about why I can't get this guy to go out on a second date with me.
Oh, no.
Well, you sound so nice and friendly. I can't imagine what the problem is.
Right. I like your little accent. You got just a little accent.
Yeah, where are you from originally?
I moved up from Texas. I live in Vandalia.
Oh,
a Texas girl.
That's right.
Yeah.
They're bigger in Texas. What's wrong?
Well, okay, so I met this guy, Jason, about a week ago. We were in line at Dairy Queen on Brant Pike, and we were both ordering chocolate chip cookie dough blizzards.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, nice.
Prize fave.
Yes.
Yeah, so we got to talking and had a couple things in common. Conversation kind of moved around to music, and he said that he had won Blake Shelton ticket from K99.1 FM.
That's us.
And I love Blake. So anyway, he asked me if I wanted to go with him to the Cincy show. And I'm like, of course. So we head on out there and we're talking. Everything's going great. You know, the conversation's just flowing. And of course, the show was amazing. It was great. We even got to meet you, Nancy. Do you remember me?
Yes.
Nice. Yeah.
You had that cute little hat on.
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
anyways, I can't believe I'm one of these girls calling into the second date show trying to figure out what's going on. I don't know what's wrong. Jason says he doesn't want to see me again.
Aww. Well, we can help you out if you'd like. What we'll do is we'll throw you on hold. We're going to call Jason, and we'll find out the details on what's going on with him and what his thoughts are.
Okay.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So I got to tell you, Fry, Shelly, it's unusual to hear of people bonding over cookie dough blizzards, you guys did, right?
It is.
Well, what can I say? We both have a sweet tooth.
Well, that's not a bad thing. Well, hold on a second here. We're gonna push the last couple digits, Shell, and we'll see if we can get Jason on the line here, okay?
Okay.
Be real quiet. Here we go.
Hi there, is Jason available?
Yeah, this is Jason.
Hey, Jason, I'm sorry, did we wake you up?
Sounds sleepy.
Oops.
Yeah, no, it's not that early.
Oh, okay. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM.
Well, hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hi.
Now I can see why this is led to here.
Exactly.
It's the accents,
exactly.
Right? We have a question for you.
Sure, shoot.
Hey, we know you won tickets from us, right?
That's right.
Yeah, well, we actually, we got a phone call from the person that you invited to go down to that concert. Shelly called it. Yeah, Shelly called us. She was wondering what happened to you. She liked you. She said she had a good time, but you're just kind of not around anymore.
Man, I can't believe she called for a second date. I mean, she made so much fun of those girls calling.
Well, she did.
You know, I'll tell you what. I mean, I met Shelly, you know, just a short time ago at BQ. And when I met her, you know, I never connected with somebody so fast. Like, you know, we really hit it off, like, right off the bat. I mean, you know, I'm from the South, and she's from the South. And, you know, we both love country music. And yeah, it was really a no-brainer for me to ask her to the Blake Shelton show, you know. And she was real excited to go, and I was real excited to take her. So, you know, started off real good. I mean, I'm 44. I'm widowed now and just hadn't met anybody in a while, and I was pretty happy. You know, things were going real good, and you know, the ride down there was great, and we had great talk, and we had a lot in common. She's just my kind of gal.
Here it comes, Fry.
That's great, though. I was gonna say, everything sounds wonderful, man.
Okay, what happened?
Well, you know, we got there early. I like to leave early. And we got there good and early, and the seats were real good. We got a chance to meet. You remember meeting her?
Yes, I do. She's cute. Yeah. I got to tell you, Jason, she was cute.
Yeah, she is that, too. That's for sure. I thought everything was going to be great. And it was, you know, the first part of the show, I mean, during Janet Kramer and Easton Corbin, I mean, she was fine. We were just listening to the music, you know. We were doing a little sidestepping right there.
Aww.
That's great.
I tell you what, though, I mean, after that, it just got weird. I mean...
How weird.
What happened?
Well, when Blake came on stage, I mean, she was a different person. All of a sudden, I mean, she lost it. She was screaming. hollering and jumping up and down. I mean, like, I don't know, like teenagers at Elvis Presley.
She was excited.
She was. And at first I was like, wow, that's just, you know, I was kind of excited with her. Like, but, I mean, she just went on. I mean, she just kept on going. I mean, it's like she just couldn't stop. I mean, the people next to us asked her to calm down. And she wouldn't. She didn't. You know, and I'm all kind of like, well, this went on for a while. It was real starting to bother me. Security came over.
Security did?
Yeah, security came over and asked if everything's okay. And at that point, it was embarrassing. I mean, people are turning and they're looking at us, and I got eyes on me. And, you know, I don't know what to do. I mean, I don't really know her. At that point, she got embarrassed too, and she started crying. I mean, she was sobbing. I mean, crying and crying. So first she's screaming and hollering, and then she's crying and crying and crying.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, she just went somewhere else. I don't know. I mean, you know, he prayed God gave me him. She started kind of cooling off a little bit, but she's still, like, sobbing and, like, I mean, making these sounds. And, I mean, I was embarrassed at that point. I'm 44 years old, you know. I don't act like that at concerts. I don't think I ever did. But, you know, it's like, I told her, I said I wasn't feeling good. I was like, look, I'm not feeling real well, and we kind of need to go. I just need to make something up so I can get on out of there. I wanted to leave early. I didn't want to be in the crowd anymore.
Jason,
so.
I got to ask you, and I think this is kind of the elephant in the corner. Was she drunk?
No.
What?
Not a drop, not a single, not a sip. I mean, nothing. I mean, we did not. Look, I'm not a big drinker, and that was one of the things we had in common. It's like, you know, we don't meet people at bars. I mean, we don't go out. We don't do that kind of thing, you know. So
maybe you should have liquored her up.
Yeah.
maybe she'd have just been quiet, I guess. I don't know, you know. I think she just kind of a whack job a little bit. I think she got a screw loose, and everything else is fine except for that. I mean, but that was way not fine. You know, I mean, that was just too much. I mean, like a teenager freaking out. I mean, I don't know. I think something wrong with her. Too bad, really, man, because everything else was...
Hey, Jason, this is Shelly. There's nothing wrong with me, okay?
Wow, right into it. There you go, Jason.
It's from the South. South thing.
All right, I think something's wrong with you, all right? I mean, who lies about being sick? At least I was being true to myself and where I was. Because Blake, it just happens to be my dream guy, okay? I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Oh, she's doing it again.
I'm a strong, independent woman. I don't care what other people think about my behavior, all right? I'm just living my life.
Some of that behavior, honey, is the kind of behavior you need to go see a shrink about.
Oh, a shrink?
That's all I'm trying to say. Yeah. I mean, I think maybe maybe there's something you need to address. I mean, that was real.
The only thing we need to address right now is why you had to ruin my good time by pulling me out of the concert early. I was fine, okay?
Well, where I'm from,
excuse
honey,
my French, but I'm
crying like a little girl. You ain't doing fine. that's all I'm saying.
Sounds like there's a little Miranda in Shelly.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Like it,
a little
like
Miranda
it.
Lambert a little bit.
Lambert, yeah.
Well, here's where we can maybe patch things up for you.
We can try. We can send you guys on a second date, send you out to dinner with a limo if you give you something to do, and maybe try take two.
Man, I'm obliged, but I don't think so. There's something wrong there. I'm sorry, hon, but it's not something I want to do.
Yeah, well, maybe you guys better spend that money on a shrink for Jason, okay? He needs to get himself straight.
Right.
Well, all right. Well, thanks, Jason. Appreciate it.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks for your time, buddy.
Sorry, Shelly.
I cannot believe him.
Aw.
Well, you know, I understand, like, loving somebody like that, right, Fry?
Yeah.
Well, Blake is just, he's such a confident, tender man, you know? That's fine. You know, after this, I don't think Jason has those qualities, so it's better I know.
Just keep looking.
That's right.
Okay?
Thank you.
There's lots of boys around here.